It's all over here in the athletic grounds, and it's Derry who booked their spot in next month's All-Ireland Minor Final on a scoreline of 3-11 to 1-8, despite playing the full of the second half with 14 men after goalkeeper Jack McCloy received a straight red card for an incident in the tunnel at half-time. It was a first half full of goal chances. Dublin carved out 3, Derry carved out 2, none were taken. But it was Derry who led at half-time, 7-4, with Tommy Rogers hitting the last score of the half. It was frantic in the early stages of the second half, when Derry had to take off John Boyle, bring on Carl Campbell as a substitute goalkeeper after Jack McCloy had been shown the red card. Within a few moments of the half, Dublin were back level, a goal from substitute Shane Mullarkey levelling matters. But for the rest of the game, Derry took over. James Sargent, Johnny McGuckin, driving them on from defence, and goals from Cahir Spears and a Sargent penalty saw Derry through on a 3-11 to 1-8 victory, and they will play Monaghan in for the fourth time this year at minor level. The last was a dramatic penalty shootout won by Derry. Monaghan are in their first final since 1939, and it'll be Derry and Monaghan after today's result here in Athletic Grounds. It's Derry 3-11, Dublin 1-8.